Imagine paddling a canoe for 8 weeks, reaching your destination, and then turning around and paddling 8 weeks back home. It was reality for the men who came to this isolated spot in the interior of North America. In fact, in the late 1700s, there were thousands of men paddling here. The destination is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the late 1700s, the Northwest Company established trading posts north and west from what is known as Grand Portage, in today's Minnesota. The company and this site were a vital link in acquiring the furs sent to Europe.
Every summer, the canoes would come down laden with furs from those trading posts. At the same time, canoes were coming from the company headquarters in Montreal, large 36 to 40 foot canoes bringing in the trade items that we would trade to the natives.
Carl Coster says the Grand Portage is an 8.5 mile stretch of land that links the Pigeon River to Lake Superior. The Pigeon River allows access to the Arctic and Pacific Oceans. Large ships from Europe would come to Montreal and then reload the trade goods on canoes bound for Grand Portage.
From Montreal, a large 38-foot canoe carrying 4 tons of trade goods with 10 to 16 paddlers can make it here to Grand Portage in about 6 weeks.
Those canoes loaded with furs from the far reaches of Canada were smaller as they navigated shallow rivers and streams. They, too, were headed to Grand Portage for the great summer rendezvous.
Whereas from those far trading posts, as stretching all the way up into what the Canadian Athabascan District and as far as the Pacific coast, those canoes can take up to 8 weeks to get here.
Here in the middle of a vast unsettled continent, a village would swell to well over 1,000 people, a mix of nationalities from all points of the globe, exchanging furs for trade goods. The Northwest Company built homes, offices, and warehouses. They've been recreated here at the National Monument that tells the story. But in 1802, the successful company and the thriving fur business suddenly left here. What was the reason for their quick departure? That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Grand Portage, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.